We often talk on this program about the fact that we've lost our manners, don't we? And manners seem to be a little bit like the dodo. But not only in at a personal level, what about in business? And I was only having a discussion with some colleagues today about old-fashioned customer service, but it's worth asking the question, where have our business manners gone? Megan Del Borello is the founder and director of Gloss Marketing Communications and is joining us to talk about this now. G'day, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do we mean when we say business manners?
Well, I think when we talk about business manners, we talk about simple courtesies and not, I guess, stepping into someone's personal space so much as well, and actually separating the fact that there is business and then there's a personal side.
Now, you've recently had an experience that has prompted you to talk about this.
I have. I was recently at a networking function and was introduced to someone, and I didn't even give them my card, but within 24 hours, I had been added to their mailing list and started to receive these unsolicited emails from them.
Has technology made us lazy and led to this, do you think?
I think it definitely has made people lazy. Having an online connection is not as strong as a face-to-face one, but it's really about simple etiquette.
So, well, talk us through, because networking functions these days seem to be, you know, a dime a dozen, and they, once upon a time, they were purposeful. Now, I don't know, I think they've lost a little bit of their gloss, but what etiquette should we follow when we go to what should be an opportunity to build business relationships or create new ones?
Well, there definitely are so many networking functions out there, and I personally, you know, only go to a select few, and the ones that you tend to avoid are when the people are there and all they're doing is handing out their cards to everyone. That seems to be their main aim of going, and they forget about actually building a relationship with someone organically. So you definitely wouldn't go and just start handing your card out to people, and you definitely wouldn't go and automatically add them to your mailing list. And I've even had ones that have connected with me on LinkedIn, and as soon as I've accepted the connection, they start selling to me, which is a big no-no as well.
Yeah, it's LinkedIn is one of those funny things. I mean, we've all become a little bit wary about Facebook these days, and where, you know, once upon a time you might have just clicked yes on any friend request you got. Twitter, I guess, is a little bit more open than that. But LinkedIn, which is specifically there for the business community, I get this sense that a lot of people don't really know what it's there for and how to use it, and might fall into the trap of opening themselves up to spam and the like.
Oh, look, they definitely can. It's quite easy for that to happen. And I go by the rule that with LinkedIn, if I haven't met the person or I haven't worked with them in business and I don't know them, then I don't accept their connection on LinkedIn, because I can tell you when I do, I know that they're just going to start bombarding me with all of their offers and things that they've got, which is really annoying.
When you go to these, let's talk about the functions, as you were saying, because the business card is almost, not quite a thing of the past, but I mean, I guess it's not as common as it used to be. But should you be wary about who you hand your business card to?
I definitely think so. And I don't even take business cards with me to networking functions. If I meet someone that I really want to connect with, I will obviously ask for their card, but I'll find a way to connect with them. And handing out your business card, I think it's one of those things that you have to be quite selective of who you're handing it out to as well, and who you actually want to connect with on business. And I think people really have forgotten how to make those business connections, especially with everything online.
Megan, do you think that this lack of etiquette and the loss of business manners is permeating other parts of business?
You know, it definitely is. And I get quite frustrated, and this has happened to me quite a few times, is where someone has called me and they've found my details on LinkedIn. The number I don't know, I don't answer, and they call again, I don't answer, and they call again like a third time, and they're trying to make it look like it's an urgent phone call. And when I answer, it's a telemarketer or a salesperson trying to sell me something. And it's because they've got my details online, and I think that's so intrusive and so rude to do that. And I automatically make a note of the business and who they are, and I won't do business with them, because that's not how you you build relationships. And because I've done that to me, there's no way that I would ever refer them.
Well, there used to be an old saying that first impressions are often the worst. And I think sometimes we forget that a first impression isn't necessarily something that happens to face-to-face anymore.
No, exactly. And it's so much harder to read someone when it's online as well. And I agree with that. First impressions definitely count. And there's a lot of people that aren't giving good first impressions out there.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it's something that we all need to be aware of. Megan, really good to speak to you this evening.
Thanks.
That's Megan Del Borello, the founder and director of Gloss Marketing Communications. I want to hear from you horror stories about business dealings that you've had and bad business etiquette and bad business manners. Give me a call. 1327 10 is the number.